For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Still in damage control mode after what many saw as a weak performance at the Helsinki summit, President Trump now says he warned Vladimir Putin there could be no more election interference. The president tells CBS News he holds Vladimir Putin responsible for meddling as the leader of his country, but he shrugs off criticism that he wasn't forceful enough at Helsinki.
You have people that said you should have gone up to him, you should have walked up and started screaming in his face. We're living in the real world.
The president says he warned Putin not to interfere again, but he also bristles at the criticism he faced this week.
It's just a fake news deal. They love this narrative. Nobody has been tougher on Putin and on Russia than Donald Trump.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg is trying to clarify his controversial comments about Holocaust deniers, which he said is the kind of controversial misinformation that would be allowed to stay on the site. Zuckerberg, who is himself Jewish, undoubtedly knows that Holocaust denial is often associated with anti-Semitism and is known to be untrue. But Facebook doesn't have a policy against lying, and its hate speech policies don't include misrepresenting facts. A settlement has been reached in a Florida couple's battle with the city over their home, which is painted like Van Gogh's masterpiece, Starry Night. WKMG's Amanda Castro.
The city said the mural was graffiti, then a code violation, and a traffic concern, fining the homeowners more than $10,000. They filed a federal lawsuit, claiming the city violated their First and 14th Amendment rights. The city decided to settle the case.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need 100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
Using the word milk on packaging and labeling might come under stricter regulations. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes reporting.
Non-dairy products may no longer be called milk if the Food and Drug Administration gets its way. FDI Commissioner Scott Gottlieb saying he intends to enforce the definition of milk as something that comes from an animal, not a plant. The rule has been on the books for a long time, but it hasn't been enforced against products like soy milk and almond milk. Gottlieb says the FDA will step up enforcement over the next year. The announcement coming as the American Dairy Coalition rolls out an effort this week to persuade the FDA not to expand the definition of milk to include drinks derived from plants. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There's been another delay in the release of an American pastor that's being held in a Turkish prison. John Clemens reports.
Pastor Andrew Brunson of North Carolina now must wait until October 12th for his next hearing. Pastor Brunson has been held since 2016 on charges he was part of a failed coup attempt and was accused of terrorism. At his hearing on Wednesday, 2 hours of testimony were presented that involved vague accusations, and when given the opportunity to reply to the witnesses, Pastor Brunson said, "My faith teaches me to forgive, so I forgive those who testified against me."
For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.